Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Kit Kat.
And this week, we watched episode 17 of O2 and Atmon, and one of them is good.
But which one?
It's Atmon.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. I would have guessed the other way.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have a soft spot for Wizardmon, though, so that's probably why.
That's fair. I don't like the O2 episode this week, like, at all.
Well, it was kind of uncohesive, if that's a word.
Incoherent, maybe?
Also this, yes. Yeah, I had a lot of questions about this episode.
I may or may not have answers, but I suppose before we get there, yeah, we should mention that it is called A Ghost of a Chance in English, which is ghost pun.
Yeah.
Yay. Or in Japanese, it's Odaiba Memorial.
Odaiba Memorial.
In reference to Odaiba Day, which is August 1st, and that's the day that they went to the digital world, blah, blah, blah. Everybody knows this by now.
What does Odaiba mean? It's just
a
city, right?
Place.
Yeah. Or area? District. That would be the word you would use. District.
Yeah.
Apparently, Google says it's a 10-hour and 55-minute flight from here. That's not much, I guess.
Oh, how quick?
Yes. I could sleep for the entire flight. Anyway.
There you go.
Well, if you didn't like the O2, do you want me to recap that?
Go for it.
Okay.
Tell me what you digi saw and digi heard.
And digi remembered?
And digi recap.
Okay. So the network where Matt and Ty's dad works is having some serious technical problems, which turns out to be the ghost of Wizardmon. But nobody knows that, and the kids go to Odaiba, and they find that out. And then also, I'm doing this out of order now, but Izzy finally admits that he knows that they, or he thinks that they can just open the gates wherever. So they try that at Ty's house. And, And then Wizardmon, when they go over there, he tells them that they won't be able to defeat the bad guys unless they, really unleash the kindness, essentially.
Yeah, that sounds about right, though I think you said Ty and Matt were brothers, and that's wrong.
Oh, I mean, I probably said that, but what I meant was Matt and TK.
Okay, that one does check out, less so the first one, unless you're reading some fanfic.
I was gonna say, maybe they're brothers from, like, a different mother. Ooh. Because we don't see Ty's... What if, oh my god, what if all of these children are actually brothers and sisters, like half-siblings? They're all Matt and TK's dad's kids, but they just don't know it. And that's why their parents got divorced, is because dad was, like, hella sleeping around.
No, probably not. Oh. Yeah, so this was an episode this week, I guess.
It felt like they were trying for a different format and just didn't quite succeed at it.
I don't know if that's it. It's just kind of... So I guess I'm also being influenced just by, like, outside events with Digimon as well. But this episode is pretty much, hey guys, remember Adventure? Don't you remember Adventure? And that's all, like, is done with Digimon now. Like, we got Try, like, the new project is also adventure-based, and I'm kind of just tired of seeing the Adventure Kids at this point.
Ah, okay. I understand what's happening. Because I'm not privy to any of that. I just watched this, and it was the first time I've seen this episode.
You've not been your nostalgia is still there for adventure.
Yes.
And mine is slowly withering away because they keep shoving it in our faces.
So, wait, so this new series that's also adventure-based, which kids are those? Who's it?
It's still the same. Well, we don't know too much yet, and I could be wrong. This is only from what I've read through Twitter and stuff. So if I'm wrong at this point, I'm wrong. And if you listen to this in the future, it's probably already out. So this is also just going to be dated, but whatever. The only thing we've really seen so far is Ty and Matt aged up again from Tri to whatever they are. I think it's like early 20s or something, maybe. But yeah, it's just more adventure, and like there's more to Digimon than adventure, and there is good stuff that's also not adventure.
When you're like talking about how much you're tired of adventure, you sound like a D&D character that's just like so done with their life. They're like, that's
look, I'm just tired of adventuring. I'm tired of showing up in taverns and just somehow ending up in a party doing some shit.
And they call it a party, but it's not that fun. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Well, I'm sorry that people are not producing fun new things.
There's other Digimon stuff that they could produce. I promise there is.
So then, does that mean that Atmon is outside of like the canon timeline, or is it just so far in the future that it doesn't matter? Because wouldn't the adventure, how old would the adventure kids be in 2017? How many years ago did this come out? Like 2000? So they were what, like 10-ish?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think it's not the same continuity for Digimon and Atmon. I mean, the thing is, like, in like, I think a super late Atmon episode, there is the Digimon app, and then Agumon shows up for a bit.
Okay. Huh.
So it kind of goes like that. So even besides my whining of I've seen enough adventure, I don't think the episode works in the sense that it kind of does just kind of shift the focus back to the O1 kids. Like the O2 kids did not need to be in this episode. They didn't, like, if you remove them, nothing would have changed.
Well, I think they're trying to move the plot along, and I don't know. It's interesting because I had the opposite thought where it was like, well, it's good that they're keeping, you know, they didn't just like trash the entire first season and be like, now we're doing this other thing. Like when August 1st comes around, they do what the characters would do, like go and lay flowers where all their friends died. And it was a little more, I mean, especially maybe the dub was like way too, let's not talk about these emotions at all, but it, at least they were like remembering their friends who died and, you know, trying to be respectful and remembering that happened. And I thought that they could have gone deeper into it because I thought it would be a really interesting episode for the O2 kids who've been kind of like winning and it's fine. It's like kind of a game, whatever, like to understand what the O1 kids went through and how, you know, how big this really is and just have this realization like, oh my God, I have to save the world. Like what happens in the digital world can affect what happens in the real world and people could really die and just have like this moment where they're like, oh my gosh, this is so real. That would have been really good. I felt like they were trying to go for that and just didn't quite get there.
I mean, if they did something more with it, it probably would have been fine, but they didn't. So I don't know. I just bounced off this episode super hard. And like, I get like back, a lot of it is my jaded self now. And back then I'm sure it was great to like to celebrate the anniversary. Cause like the Japanese air date was July 30th, which is when the episode starts. It starts 2 days before. And then I think it ends on like the 3rd or something.
Yeah.
So that's cool that they went to like to kind of like celebrate their own thing in canon universe. But like, O2 hasn't done much with their O2 kids.
No.
And they could have used this episode to kind of fill some of that in while doing their nostalgia trip.
For sure. Like, it would have been, they had just like two or three moments where the O2 kids were like, wow, this is so crazy. Like, I never would have guessed. I had no idea. And then that's it, you know, and then Joe pushes, Daisuke into the river, but it wasn't exactly, like you're saying, it wasn't focused on them and it really didn't show them having any kind of growth. They were just kind of there. So I see your complaint. I just think this show has not really given us any indication that they actually know how to do something that, you know, complicated in terms of emotional, you know, intelligence, honestly. And so I'm not surprised that it was like this. I wasn't expecting more.
That's fair. Like I'm aware that there is no precedent of it doing the things I want it to do. But I don't know. I just feel like looking at it now, I kind of just feel like, oh, even back then they cared more about adventure than they do O2. Like, it seems like even back then they were already shoving the O2 kids off to the side.
Well, I mean,
and that's kind of sad.
They knew that the O1 kids were pop. I don't know why they didn't just do a second season of the O1 kids.
It's almost that's what they wanted to do, and like they were told no, but they found a way to kind of do it anyway.
Well, kudos to them then, figuring out how to do what they want to do. But yeah, I don't know. It also is kind of sad that it took them this long to give the O2 kids background. They've been so quiet.
I don't even think this is the talk where they sit down and like explain like the hard choices they made or anything. I think that's still later on.
That's kind of like unfair. I mean, how do you expect the O2 kids to be doing all of this and risking their lives and not really understanding what's happening?
Right? Like, yeah, I mean,
this is a bunch of kids leading a bunch of other kids around, but
right. It's just kind of frustrating though, because like when they go to sit down to talk about their stories, it kind of just narrates and they talked, but there was more stories than there is a day, so they couldn't finish or whatever. And they kind of just like skip over anything that they talked about, which would have been maybe the interesting things to hear, to maybe have the explanation of, I don't know, when everybody got turned into a doll by Puppetmon or something.
Yeah, that would have been kind of interesting to hear them reiterate how that happened. But yeah, I don't know. They only have so many minutes. I guess they had to make decisions. But yeah, I agree with you. I also didn't entirely understand why they did the Wizardmon thing the way that they did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think that was good either. Like, Wizardman's cool and all, like, it's fine seeing him, but I don't know if contrived is the word I want to do, but they're like, oh yeah, we have a plot we need to move forward. Mm-hmm. So like, they did their anniversary episode, but they also shoved in just enough plot to make sure that they can get going with that next time. They're kind of rushing to the end of the Ken arc at this point, it seems.
Yeah. Maybe they're like, oh my god, can you believe how much time we've wasted? We need to get this going.
Because I think next, what is this? One, two, next four episodes and we're kind of done with the Ken arc.
Oh, wow.
And I think we kind of, like, it's a straight shot in these four episodes. Like, it's a continuous series of events, and then we kind of deal with that at the end. So this is kind of like the lead up to it. So maybe in context, it'll look better. Like, it gives kind of a breathing room episode. Or I might just be looking for nice things to say about this episode.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of breathing room episodes. It's like, Unless they're really good. This one was not good enough to be, like... And also, like, I have a bunch of questions. Like, why does TK only come to his dad's house once a year? That seems, like... And the dad wasn't even, like, excited to see him. If I saw someone once a year and they were, like, my child, I feel like no matter how crazy my day was, I would be excited to see them. He was treating...
I think they see each other more than just that one day, but who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's what it said, and I hope that they see each other more than that, but... I don't
know. Yeah, I kind of think just, like, I don't think it necessarily does a good job at being a anniversary episode, and I don't necessarily think it does a good job at being an O2 episode.
I think those are fair criticisms.
And, like, this feels weird, because, like, I generally don't hate things.
I know, you're really, like, salty today.
But, I just don't think this episode's good. Like, there's a couple parts in there that are alright, but, like, overall, the package is just, not the best. Like, let's see, what is there? Mimi's hat is back from 01. That's a plus. We can put that on the board.
I don't know what she was wearing, however.
Some, like, dress thing, I guess?
It was like a... Her hat is like a cowboy hat, and her dress was like an, quote, Indian, unquote, style dress. And so I don't know why she's wearing cowboys and Indians in the same outfit.
The fashion statement.
I guess.
They mention mini disc players at least twice in the episode, and that's great.
That's what that was. I literally wrote down MD question mark. It's like, it's a CD.
No, it's a mini disc. Like, I had a mini disc player. This spoke to me.
They were calling out to you specifically.
So that's a plus. The adventure callbacks, like, the three or so that they did were... Okay, some of them were okay. The flashback to Pumpkin Mon and Gatsu Mon is good, because those were good mons. What else did they call back to? I mean, they called back to Tokyo Tower, but that wasn't really anything special. What else was there? God, that might have just been it, mostly.
I liked the moment between Gatomon and Wizardmon, except I thought he was going to say something romantic to her, and he didn't.
No, he was delegated to bring the plot forward.
Yeah. And actually, so, one of the things that bothered me about this episode was it has nothing to do with the episode, but the way that the dub handles the kind of tension, romantic tension between Gatomon and Wizardmon is for her to say like 400 times about how he's her friend. And like, I don't know, it just felt rude to me because it's like, you know, whatever they have going on, and I'm not going to put a label on it because I don't know. And that's not my place, but like, it's clearly more complex and that's okay. And like, we should respect that. That's a thing. You don't have to be just friends until you're suddenly not friends anymore. And I don't know. I felt like the dub went out of its way to say, my friend, my friend, my friend, like 400 times.
I mean, to be fair, A, 2000s.
Yes.
B, we're still not that much better about it.
No, but they could be better. And, like, this used to drive me insane about when I was a kid. About, like, I remember distinctly I was so upset about Power Rangers because Kimberly and whatever the hell his name was went on like a date and like he gave her a rose and stuff. And then that was like it. There was like no other indication of romance whatsoever. And
look, we don't got time for that. We got to punch some putties.
I mean, sure. Go ahead. You can punch putties, but you could also have like a supportive relationship. I mean, kids, I don't know. It bothers me because like kids should be seeing examples of good relationships, and whether those are very deep friendships or like budding romances, they don't have to be like smashing their faces or their genitals into each other on kids' TV, but they could be supportive and, you know, like friendly and show interest in each other. Those are definitely things that you could do.
They are. It's just most shows don't. And especially back then, because like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, it was a very different time. It was still, like, coming off of, like, the 80s, where just, like, the job was to sell toys.
Yeah, death.
Like, the show didn't necessarily have to be good.
Oh, yes. I got very ill a couple years ago around Thanksgiving, and so I was off work, and I watched, like, VHS tapes of Rainbow Bright and My Little Ponies, and I was like, what the fuck is this? It's like, literally, there's no plot. It is just to sell toys, and I was so disappointed. I don't know how my tiny child brain didn't catch on to that, but...
The illusion has been broken.
Yeah, I was really upset, actually. I was like, not only am I deathly ill, but I've ruined my childhood. Was that.
See, this is why we have, like, Atmon, which is good.
Yes. And we could switch over to that, if you wanted to.
No, I mean, like, we can still talk about this. Like, I wasn't actually trying to use that as a segue, surprisingly enough.
It would have been good. I don't have that much else to say about this episode, really. Oh, I did have one question, though. Like, so whenever they want to open the gate, they show this application on there, the weird, like, square thing with a lot of Japanese on it, a little red circle with the center mm-hmm. is clear.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. Where do they get that from?
I don't know. I don't think they ever explain it. I assume just Izzy has Cappy.
Because, like, I guess, I don't know. It just seems weird to me that it shows up on any computer that they're around. So far as we see.
Well, maybe it's like some weird like debug command and it's just always there and you just have to know.
Maybe. Yeah. I was just curious like about that. And I feel like they didn't go over
it. Oh yeah, that's another thing they had to do with this episode. They had to be like, alright, we can't use the computer lab anymore, guys. We gotta fix this. So they fixed that.
And it was such a like it wasn't even a problem. It would have been more dramatic if they like went there and they really needed to somebody needed their help in the digital world and they couldn't go because of this. And so then Izzy's like, well, I have one last idea we should try. And then they could do it somewhere else. That would have been better, I feel like, than just the tension they tried to build this time was mom's going to come home and find out you're missing and go crazy.
Well, I mean, they proved the point they wanted to prove anyway. So like that part didn't even matter in the end. It's just like this whole thing of maybe trying to figure out to not always use the computer lab should have just been something in the background this entire time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It kind of just came up this episode and then was resolved right away. What else?
If I bothered to come all the way from the dead to tell somebody something important would not make it a goddamn riddle. Like, kindness will release the golden light. I would just give them instructions.
Oh, no. This is like the most blatant foreshadowing there is. Like, this is the crest of kindness will release the golden digi egg.
Which, like, you could say a thought, you know? Like,
it's pretty straightforward.
Sure.
Or maybe in retrospect, it's pretty straightforward.
That, there. Because if you are a person who hasn't seen it before, I guessed that it was definitely the crest of kindness, but I didn't know what will release the golden light. I was like, I don't know what that is. I thought maybe it was the same thing where, like, when she was in that Cthulhu dimension, that she had, like, the touching powers, and then she was also, there was, like, a column of light, some other things.
Yeah, but it was pink.
I mean, it was pink, but everything in there had weird colors, so, I don't know.
Yeah, remember that episode? That was a good one.
Yeah. I liked that one. I wish that they had done that for this. I mean, you could have done, not exactly, but you could have done something really fun with, like, the creepiness of Wizardmon. Like, you could make it seem, I think they were trying to make it seem like it was scary, but it really wasn't. It was just a shadow.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I actually have anything else to say about this episode. I feel bad that I'm being so down on it, honestly. Because that's very unlike me.
This is true.
I mean, like even if I don't like it, like it's functionally not bad. I just don't like what it does.
Sounds like you're trying to get back into an abusive relationship.
No. Because, like, it's fine. Like, it serves its purpose. I just don't agree with the choices it took to get there.
So, you know, you still love her and she didn't mean to do that to you?
No.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, I think we could move on to Atmon.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to come to a conclusion where I'm not so negative on this. And I don't quite have anything. I guess sometimes it's okay not to like a thing.
Yeah, maybe that's the moral of this episode.
I don't know. I think just kind of, I'm reading into it too much just with, like, current things with, like, how Tri ended up going and, like, how poorly the O2 kids got treated there and just, I like the O2 kids cat. I want them to have something.
You could write some fan fiction and they could be in that.
That sounds like a horrible idea because I can't write.
Someone else could write you some fan fiction.
That's also true. But if there's going to be Digimon fanfiction, I want to know if my goddamn OC. Like, if there's going to be fanfiction being written, I want me first. I want my OC. Alright, yeah, we can talk about this Atmon episode now. Atmon, I thought, was great this week, actually.
Okay.
Like, Atmon, a complete opposite. And like I'm even, like, aware. I'm like this is a filler episode. This means, like, absolutely nothing, but I fucking love it anyway. It's great. What is this episode called? I don't remember. This is episode Aerie is multiplying by copy paste ! Reclaim the stage of dreams. I think I said Aerie's name right, too. Yeah. I think I'm on top of things.
Good for you.
No, but I like this episode a bunch. I'm actually super into this one.
Well, good. Do you want to recap it for us?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Tell me when.
And go.
Okay, so this episode is just, like, all of the wholesome stuff about idols and, like, popularity and celebrities and stuff, and none of the bad stuff, and that's good, because there's a shit ton of bad stuff, and we don't talk about it, it's great. But basically, it kind of just deals with, like, Ari being... Hang on. Wait, I said it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, it's okay, just keep going.
Ari. It's about Eri being an idol and just like, and learning what it's like to have like fans and stuff. And it's super wholesome, super cute, super adorable. There's like a side plot where like, where her face is being copy and pasted everywhere to make her unpopular, question mark. I wasn't entirely sure what was going on there. There's a bad part where her face was showing up everywhere and people were complaining and they're going to cancel the concert if they didn't fix it. But then Dokkamon punched everything to fix it. And then it happened. And there's other stuff too. This was a really bad recap.
I thought it was okay.
There's a 7 code in there too. Copymon's a 7 code.
Yes. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah, it was a really bad recap though.
My main question is why they would cancel her show just because her face was everywhere. But then I was thinking about it afterward. And I was like, well, the idol industry, my understanding of it, is very much based on, like, press coverage and popularity. And I think the idea was that it was just not funny and not interesting and not, and, like, kind of annoying to have her face everywhere.
It was bad publicity.
Yeah, exactly. So, Copipamon?
I just call him Copymon.
Fisher. Copymon. He's screwing everything up by just making her show up too often and in the wrong places.
Yeah. Like, it was kind of like making a meme and then using it everywhere so everybody hates it immediately.
Yeah, basically. He turned her into a meme.
So basically I'm saying the B-plot of this episode is meme culture.
Yes, this is a very, Eri-centric show.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this.
Not bad.
Because she got shafted last episode or two episodes ago, where she had to share getting her super chip with Astra.
You're and, still like, salty she about that.
Yes, I think it's a bad narrative choice. And I want representation for our sole female protagonist. And we got it. And it was good. It was great. I loved it. It was adorable. 10 out of 10. Would have feels again.
I thought it was all right. I don't know. It was cute. I don't know what I had against this episode, to be honest with you. It just...
Maybe I'm just sucker for a cute story.
That's probably true. And it's not necessarily that I'm not, so much as I just... I don't know. I wanted more from... It felt like there was too much going on in this episode, I guess. Like... There's her plot, which I think they did a relatively good job of covering. I feel like there could have been a little more about that. But then the, Copymon was an interesting character, and I wish that they had done a little bit more with that than just having them appear and then get defeated. And then they didn't even get, like, the other characters, like, when, Watchmon or Timemon or whatever his name was, when they were defeated, they got that thing where they're like, oh, that moment on New Year's and the new snow and whatever, and all of them have gotten this like special moment when they're defeated, and Copymon didn't even really get that.
I mean, he kind of did. He kind of had like his kind of like change of ways. He's like, oh, I'll go back and fix everything. He had like that same air to him that the other 7 codes got.
Yeah, he just didn't get, like, a backstory, even a moment of it.
That's fair. I mean, like, I will concede that. Like, they kind of, like, push off a lot of the Copymon stuff because it's an Eri episode. We're going to talk about her instead.
Yeah.
And so I will concede that because they're so focused on Eri this episode... Other stuff kind of isn't as fleshed out as it maybe could be. But I'm okay with that because we got an episode about Eri.
Yes. Well, and that's your favorite character, so I understand.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, she's real good. I know you hate her, but she's real good.
I don't hate her. I don't know. This episode, the way that she interacted with her fan and finding out that the fan was like crying a lot and having a hard time, and then this character made her feel like she could be stronger. I liked that, but I just don't quite follow.
Okay, good. If you were going to say you didn't like that, I think we were going to have some issues.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's going to be like, you have no soul. You need to leave.
No, that was nice. I just don't quite follow how saying like, I'm crazy badass and like mean to people all the time and I'm going to punch stuff quite leads to.
But she's not.
Huh?
She's not. Like, the act isn't necessarily being mean to anybody.
No, but she is threatening to punch people all the time.
Yeah, but that's like the thing. But it's like a loving punch, you see?
Okay, well, we should probably not encourage the idea that physical violence can be loving or affectionate, but you know.
But like it's like the metaphorical punch.
Hmm.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know where you're going with this either.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad we both don't know where I'm going with this.
I think you're trying to defend it.
I am. I can't find the right words to defend it.
Well, and I think there may be some, like, understanding in her fan base that she is not aggressive, she's actually sweet, and she's putting on a brave face. And that I
mean, I think it's more of a shortcut of like, you should do the thing, or I'm going to make you do the thing. And the make you do the thing is through punching.
I feel like that's not a good idea, but could just be me.
There's a way to explain it, and I cannot come to the words to get there.
Well, I guess I'll just have to take your word on it.
The words that I can't come up with.
Yes.
Well, it's like the whole thing of like, oh, I should do the thing. Yes, you should do the thing. And it's like, I don't want to do the thing. It's like, you're going to do the thing.
Okay, but like, in the past, many people, when they have wanted to do a thing and then they didn't do a thing and they sort of just needed some encouragement, doesn't always go over well when you try to be like, I'm going to make you do this thing. And also, people don't actually learn how to do things if you make them do it. They don't learn how to self-regulate. So I'm not really into like threatening people. You can lead a horse to water. If they won't drink, you just need to talk them into it, not tell them you're going to punch them if they don't drink.
I mean, punching is just a shortcut for doing the other thing.
I have feelings about this, but it's okay.
I'm doing a horrible job. I can legit not think of how I want to articulate this, and it's extremely frustrating.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're experiencing that. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell me either, which is part of the problem. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is where we see this differently. I don't know if it's just I watch more of this stuff and I kind of just let it slide more and kind of read in between it, where you are taking it more literal.
It's entirely possible, yes, because for me it's like, and maybe that's just a product of my past, but I don't like it when people threaten violence to other people and think it's funny. Like, I've never been a... I always find that kind of a slippery slope, fine line kind of situation where I feel like it's just something that you should never do. Which is probably why I don't like Eri that much, because that's exactly what she's doing. Is, you know, hiding her... Or maybe hiding is not the right term, but like couching her caring for other people in threats of, you know... And I guess if you're seeing it as cutesy, then that apparently makes it okay. But it just doesn't for me.
Okay, that's fair.
So I think we can just agree to disagree. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying that's how I feel.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Well, good. I think we've come to an agreement kind of dealy.
I still can't articulate what I wanted to say, because like part of it is like as her quote unquote job and what idol role she was quote unquote assigned is she is the fighting game app idol. Gotta get it in there somewhere.
I can see that, yeah. Although I feel like they don't talk about that too much. It's only come up a couple times that that's what her role is.
I mean, yes, but like if they said it every time, I feel like the complaint would be, well, don't they trust the viewer enough to remember this?
Okay, that's fair. Maybe this is the happy medium. I don't know. I just meant more like, I meant more like she doesn't, she's not like, she says like, I'm Eri, whatever my last name is, and I am the center of the universe, instead of being like, I'm Eri, whatever, and I'll fight for your love, or something that would like kind of tie back into the fighting game thing.
That's fair. But I guess like the other trait is she's super, super confident, and I guess arrogant is the thing, which is kind of the role. Like, the type she is fitting, I suppose.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah, so, I don't know. I thought this episode was alright. I just wish they had... I don't know. Like, I guess... Would it be bad if they just had an episode that was only really devoted to her talking to her fan and then, you know, not really doing anything with the digital world? I suppose they can't get away with that, so they had to stick this other stuff in there to make it theme.
Right. Yeah, like if there was no like Capimon stuff, I still would have liked this episode, because I think the fan interaction is really adorable, and I like that they kind of brought it back to like, oh, this is like this was her end goal.
Right. That's
like this was like her I made it moment, because she's seeing herself in her fan, where she did the exact same thing, more or less. And it's like, yeah, I did it. I got there. And that's good. I really like that.
Yeah. Well, I liked that, but I like that they didn't make her pick between being a Digimon trainer, or whatever we're going to call that, and being an idol.
A tamer?
Yeah, a tamer, and, like, being an idol.
Oh, yeah, if they did that, it would have been like, fuck this episode.
Right, that would have been bad. This kind of just meshed together.
Also, if they did, like, the thing where, like, Capimon made, like, clones of her in the real world, and then one of the clones was mean to her fan, I would have been like, fuck this episode, too.
Well, I thought that's what was gonna happen from the title, that they were really gonna have...
That's what I thought, too.
I figured...
And, like, after that interaction, I'm like, oh, God, please don't do this to me.
Well, I thought more that it would be, like, her running around doing stupid things, like being on TV, like, karate chopping, you know, salad or something, and then for being somewhere else doing. There were a lot of other options that they could have done, and I think this was a fine.
The karate chopping salad sounds pretty in character, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that they would be like copies of her, and it would just be weird because it'd be like, wait a second, I don't remember filming that. How did that happen? And they're just all over the city or whatever. But this was fine. This is a fine option. I'm not saying one would be better than the other. So it was good.
Yeah, I mean, we probably didn't need like the fight part. Well, okay, no, I take that back. We probably didn't need like what the Capimon part. Like, we could have still had something to maybe to kind of fix that, make that something better. Well, but like,
I also don't,
because like. Go ahead.
I was just sorry. I was just thinking that I don't know why they wasted a 7 code on this. This feels like it was enough, you know, of an episode that they didn't need to put a 7 code in there. And I would have been happier to have a 7 code in one of the other episodes where there wasn't a 7 code and it felt like there should have been, you know, versus this one where you really didn't need a 7 code to make this happen.
That's fair, but I think kind of after the Timon episode, they're kind of trying to push to kind of get that done so we can move on.
Okay, so poor planning is what you're telling me. Like, they should have planned this better.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, but I still, like, I kind of do still want, would have wanted an infected Atmon to be here. Because if we don't get to see Dokomon be the purest mon ever. And like, we can't not have that. Cause that was great. And you're being silent, which makes me seem like you don't think it's great.
Oh, I didn't not think it was great. I'm not like super enthused by it. I thought it was alright, but I was just sitting here thinking about what the episode would have been like without that. I think it would have been a different episode.
I don't know. I don't want to see the episode where Dokomon is not punching everything for Aries dreams.
I mean, would that we all had such loyal friends.
I mean, Dokomon's adorable. I love him so much.
He is really cute. He's sweet. He's just dumb, but other than that, fine.
I mean, kind of, but like they don't play up the dumbness like with Daisuke.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they have in a couple episodes made it clear that perhaps intelligence is not his strong suit, but they haven't done it like Daisuke, where it's a running joke in every single episode at least 4 times.
Yes. Like, it's not Daisuke bad, which is great. And also, Dokomon is wholesome, unlike Daisuke, so he at least has good traits to go with not being the brightest.
I mean, I wouldn't mind Daisuke being like he is and just not them not making such a big deal out of it. Like, okay, so he's not that bright. Big deal, you know. But they just harp on it all the time.
Daisuke I don't like too much.
I don't know if anyone does.
There's probably people.
And we've probably offended them, so.
Yeah, it's fine. I think Daisuke gets better later on, because I think they finally do end up dropping like some of his more annoying traits later on.
I mean, I think a lot of his character is probably, if he were a real person, it would be due to him like not having the confidence to just be his real self, and so a lot of it's just bravado, and he doesn't realize how it's coming off.
Man, that'd be a really good episode of O2 to focus on that.
Yeah. Too bad that won't happen.
Yep. You know, we did get Dokomon punching everything, though.
Yes, and I think that made your week.
I mean, kind of. It was pretty great. Because then, like, so, like, Kapimon's cloning himself, and Haru's like, Gatchaman, can you search and find the right one? And Tokomon's like, no. I'm just gonna punch them all.
Which works.
And then he does. Like, if you think about it, he didn't even, like, evolve or anything. He just punched the living hell out of everything until the problem was solved.
Which, like,
is not a good moral, but it was sure as hell entertaining to watch.
True, yes.
Like, Tokomon was explosive punching everybody to win Eri's heart.
Yes.
Tokomon is the embodiment of when Eri says she's going to punch something.
Yes, and?
I don't know. I didn't get anywhere with that. I just came to the conclusion
okay.
that Dokomon is the physical representation of when Ari threatens to punch things. You get this adorable little goofball who will punch things when needed, but will otherwise just be there to support you.
Yeah, but he never threatens to punch Ari or anyone who's on his side. That's a difference.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. what else happened? So they get the 7 code. The concert is not canceled. There's a concert in there. I don't think we talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Harry has a single. She's on CD D, and I think she's like the 8th track.
Is that a big deal?
I don't know, to be honest. I know for idol stuff, there are multiple versions of CDs where songs are performed by different idols. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I do not have the knowledge in idol culture to say. Then she performs it. We get a song. That's nice. I guess we need some padding at the end, but it's fine. The crowd starts off with just her fans, but then when she starts singing, she brings in everybody, and that's super great and wholesome.
And it was a really cute song, actually. I liked the song. Although, at the end where she's...
Really?
Why does that surprise you?
Well, I think you were just about to go, well, except the part at the end where she threatens to punch you.
Yes, literally that, yes.
And then I was going to be like, but she threatens to punch you in the song.
Well, I like the rest of it. She waits to the end to say that. She's like, I'll
That's
always
true.
Be
she
here
does.
For you, and we're such good friends, and I just want to see you smile, and also I'm going to punch you. And I'm like, one of these things is not like the other.
No, they're all the same.
Okay.
They all mean the exact same thing.
So when I come back there... We can test this out and see how you feel about it.
You're going to punch me? Is that... Are you threatening me right now?
I mean, you seem to think that that's not romantic. What am I looking for? Like, a sign of friendship and whatever. So, I mean, I'm just trying to speak your language, Garrett, if that's what you're... That's what you feel.
Uh-huh. I feel like you're missing the point on purpose for a joke.
Yes.
And I'm pointing this out.
Yes. So now you've killed the joke, and that's okay.
Yep.
R.I.P. Mr. Joke. It's fine.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, really, just like, according to the song, all I have to do is smile, because if I do that, I won't get punched. You know, it's like the thing where like if someone forgot like an important date, you're like, hey, don't do that, and you give them like a punch.
Or you could
That's
just
what it's
be
like,
dates, man, they're tough. Thank you for caring enough about me to try to remember and feeling bad about forgetting. That tells me that you care about me. Let's move on with our lives.
I feel like you're just going to shoot down any rationalization I try to come to this with.
I mean, because you're rationalizing an irrational thing. So yes.
I mean, yes. I'm just saying you could cut me some slack.
Probably.
I don't know. I still don't have an answer to my conundrum of how to explain why I'm not bothered by it. Or why I read it differently.
I mean, I think because you're just not thinking of it as, you know, she's not serious. That's one thing. And two, it doesn't seem like as dangerous to you as it does to me, which is fine. I'm probably overreacting to it.
Maybe, but like it's still valid though.
Well, thank you. Thank you for validating me. That's very kind.
I mean, it's something to do. I mean, like, things can have well intentions and just be read differently to be like that.
For sure.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about this in at least multiple episodes, and I come to the same conclusion where I cannot explain it.
Yes, we just feel differently about it, and that's okay.
Yeah, but like, I don't like not having answers.
Welcome to life, where we have...
Man, is this moral of this episode that it's life?
Yeah, probably.
Or I guess the moral of this podcast.
The moral of this podcast episode is that
it's okay to hate things and sometimes you don't get an answer.
Yes. We have two morals because this is a superior podcast.
Well, it's because we watch two things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. It's one per. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Boy, this episode is going to be special. I'm going to be sitting here recording this and just be like, God damn it, Garrett, you are so goddamn dumb.
I hope that's not what you do.
Because that's what I'm thinking right now. It's like, why can't you just explain the words? Why can't you just explain your feelings?
I mean, feelings are hard to explain sometimes.
Anyway, this is a really weird episode. Maybe we should just end this now.
Probably, yes.
Like, I want to end this before I just dig my hole even deeper.
I'm trying to get my computer to turn back on. There it is.
Okay. That's probably good.
Yes.
Well, anyway, hopefully, listeners, you had a fun time with this episode. Or a time, anything, like any sort of emotion is probably good.
Yes, please have emotions, listeners. That's
good. Yeah. Have emotions, have thoughts, have opinions. Just be respectful of other people's. I feel like the more you know, like, thing with the star should come in here. I'm not cutting it in, but you can just pretend.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you can find us on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there are links to Twitter, emails. There's probably a link to the iTunes page in there where you can rate and review us. Yeah, and that's it. Kat, do you have a haiku for us this week?
I do. The haiku this week is Ko pipe pico, ko pipa pico pico, mi pico pico.
I feel like you cheated this week.
I actually have another one, but I thought that was funny.
Okay. Well, the Digivolution is right protected, so you can't copy and paste it.
Smart.
Yeah, and good time.
Good face.
And stop.